the final results should be announced not after the 30th. The Electoral Commission is now working very hard to see if this announcement can happen the earliest. According to the results so far announced by the provincial commissions, they say that the candidate for Frelimo Party is ahead with 57.2%. And the Frelimo Party is also ahead, but with 57.08%. These are the global results that we have from the different provinces. These are subject to change since the National Electoral Commission is still working on the vote on which they are claimed from the political parties. I mean, there were no agreements over those votes.
Mr. Kunika, you've heard opposition presidential candidate Afonso Dhlakama and his party, RENAMO, as well as David Simango, saying that the elections were neither free nor fair, and they say that there were voter irregularities that could damage the credibility of the elections. How is the Electoral Commission addressing these specific issues raised by these opposition parties?
Well, insofar we have not received any informal complaint. I mean, the political parties and their candidates have not lodged any formal complaint. But according to the reports that we have received insofar, we have decided to send four teams to the provinces to see what really happened as to assist the Electoral Commission to take an appropriate decision when it meets for endorsement of the results from the provinces.
Is the Electoral Commission prepared for a possible court challenge by both Frelimo and Mr. Simango's opposition parties?
Of course. The law assists them to lodge any complaint with the court, and therefore the Electoral Commission is always prepared to deal with that.
In your view, how credible do you think these elections were?
The Electoral Commission and the all parties involved have worked as much as they could as to give the necessary credibility to the elections. Note that the political parties, the three main political parties sitting in Parliament, they have representation in electoral bodies from the highest to the lowest level, including at the polling station. They have their own officers. So the credibility of the election cannot be questioned on basis of the few incidents that have occurred during the process.
Have you started receiving reports from both local and international poll observers about what they saw during the polling?
Yes, we have received 2 days after the election took place. The observer mission started to issue their statements, which gave commended the work done by the electoral management bodies. But we are really working on the few concerns that have been raised as to see that if the elections can, I mean, if these areas can be clarified so that there's no doubt about the credibility and acceptability of the results of this election.